Minister van Arbeid stel arbeidsaktiveringsprogramme in Mpumalanga bekend. Versperring van R40 deur protesteerders veroordeel en Pumas na 5 rondes onoorwonne in SA beker. Hiermee die nuushooftrekke uit die Laagveld die week, dit is 26 April 2024. Die minister van Indiensneming en Arbeid, Tulas Nkesi, het 17 arbeidsaktiveringsprogramme in Mpumalanga bekendgestel. Die initiatief vorm deel van 'n nasionale program wat daarop gemik is om meer as 700.000 werksgeleenthede landwyd te skep. Van hulle is 200.000 in Mpumalanga.
Integration, coordination and collaboration at a horizontal level with the various departments, but also all the levels of government. The intention is you are massifying also the resources and then the impact will be bigger. That's why this program is so important. So as government, we cannot just sit back and say everything is going to come from the private sector. We must be able to initiate something. That's what we are doing.
Die premier van Mpumalanga, Refiwe Mtweni Tsipane, sê die provinsie benodig 'n toegewyde psigiatriese hospitaal. Sy het gepraat by die amptelike opening van die splinternuwe Bethal Hospitaal.
Almost all our hospitals does have psychiatric wards, which does not necessarily work that well because we understand the delicacy that comes with that, which might hinder on the physique of other people. Therefore, it is critical and very important that we have our own psychiatric hospital. So that is on pipeline. We are definitely working on it. In due course, we will then be unveiling and announcing as to when are we going to start.
Die versperring van die R40 by Kasteel in die Bosbokrand omgewing vroeër die week is skerp veroordeel. Maandag is 'n provinsiale ambulans ook aan die brand gesteek na bewering deur mense wat teen swak dienslewering in die area betoog het. Die woordvoerder van die Departement van Gemeenskapsveiligheid, Moeti Musi, sê mense het die volste reg om te betoog, maar mag nie ander se vryheid van beweging belemmer nie.
Mpumalanga residents are once more called upon to protest within the ambit of the law. They need to raise their issues that affect them in a manner that is not violent or infringe upon the rights of others. Protesters must understand that while they have rights to express their views through protest, those rights cannot supersede the rights of others to move freely.
Die departement sê verder wetstoepassers sal hul sigbaarheid aansienlik verhoog die naweek wanneer die Metro FM musiektoekennings in Bombela aangebied word. Hy doen 'n beroep op alle motoriste wat die area besoek om die padreëls te gehoorsaam om ongelukke te vermy. Hoë volumes verkeer word ook verwag op die roetes na die provinsiale hoofstad voor die toekenningsgeleentheid Saterdag by Bombela Stadion plaasvind. En die Eling Pumas en Suzuki Griquas bly onoorwonne in die SA beker reeks met die Pau Blaues bo aan die punteleer weens hul beter punte verskil. Die span van Mpumalanga het Saterdag in Oos-London met 56-0 oor die Border Bulldogs geseëvier. Dit was die derde keer die seisoen dat hul opponent geen punte teen hulle kon aanteken nie. Die Pumas speel die naweek weer tuis teen die Luiperds by Nelspruit Rugby Club Saterdagmiddag. Dit was die vernaamste nuus uit die Laagveld. Besoek radiolaagveld.co.za vir meer. Ek is Mireille de Villiers vir 100.5 FM nuus.